Hard luck, Dave. You must be proud of they came back from such a difficult start.
Ah, listen, I'm extremely proud of them. Anything I ask them boys to do, they'll do it. We probably stayed in Wexford for the first 15 minutes and give them 12 points or 11 points for a start. And Clare played some great stuff, but we let them attack the ball. We stood off them. And if you stand off Clare, they're going to hurt you. But many teams would have wilted. We didn't wilt. And I thought we controlled big part of the game after that, so we did. So I'm extremely proud of the lads. And to be totally honest, I have nothing but admiration for the Clare crew, and I wish them the best going on from here.
Your own recovery from the extra time against Kilkenny, both physically and mentally, I mean, it came through in that comeback.
Yeah, no, we've no complaints. We lost two games. Could we have won them? We could have won them. We didn't. And we've nothing but say fair play to Clare.
Dave, you were saying last year that you didn't leave because you didn't want to leave it the way it did, and we're not going to answer that question yet. But these are two good games your side's played, and it wasn't like last year where you left it behind you, or it wasn't like last year where you didn't turn up on the day, just two results that didn't quite go for you on the day.
Oh, I thought we played actually good enough stuff. I just very disappointed with the first 15 minutes. I know if we played the first 15 minutes, trust me, you've seen what Wexford are like. A lot of teams would have let 12 points. Mm-hmm. We would have been right there. And we were actually right there. The soft goal we give away at the end, I felt we were going to stick one in the net down there. It was only a matter of time. And we did, but it was just that bit too late, you know. But the heart and the spirit, that's what the GA is about. And I'll tell you something, lads. I've experienced the toughest year I've ever experienced in GA. The way myself and my family have been treated is an absolute and utter disgrace. And the way I felt probably all week, I didn't even know if I wanted to come into this game, to tell you the truth. And I'd put it to you like this. In Clare, the biggest problem we have is a small bunch of people that create problems. They think they're helping and they're not. And I'm going to put it to you like this. Very, very, very simply, I'm a simple person that loves GA. I think I've one of the most ever played for Clare GA. My dad, who I'm extremely proud of, has done an unbelievable job. The amount of abuse and stick and criticism he has taken unwarranted is not justified. And can I say it to people? People have brothers and sisters, mams and dads, people have people that actually care about them. And what people in the media in Clare have done is absolutely disgusting. What people in social media have done is disgusting. What one or two clubs have done, instead of looking at themselves and how they can make their things better, they have tried to pull us into a place that we don't need to be. But can I say, the amount of support that I've got from within 90% of Clare clubs is absolutely incredible. And it's only the few. We need to stop. We need to stop. We need to work together. And I put it to you this way. People said to me, would you ever talk to Brian Lohan again or any of this? I'll tell you straight out. Straight, for the sake of Clare, 110%. If someone got a meeting with me and Brian Lohan tomorrow, I'd do it. Now, I mightn't like Brian Lohan, and I mightn't have much time for him and the way he does stuff. He'd have the same for me. But we shouldn't be at each other in Clare. If Clare are to succeed, they all need to be together. And I'm saying it straight now. Would I put it to bed? I'd stand up in the morning and I'd go talk to anyone, I'd shake hands and I'd put it to bed, 110%. I don't want Clare to be fighting with one another. I think we need to have a good hard look at ourselves in Clare and stop that. I hear the other night, the first thing they'll do is blame the county board for stuff. Easy target again. We need to stop that. We need to stop that. I see people that can get on keyboards and do stuff. Have they ever gone down the field? Have they ever worked with their clubs? Have they ever done stuff? We need to get a grip in Clare so they do 110%, and we need to work together. And I'll just bring it back. We all have families. We all have to get up in the morning, and it hurts so much when your family is taken care of. But I'm proud. I am proud of my family. And let me say this, 99% of Clare people are incredible people. The clubs of Clare are incredible. The few people that are creating the trouble, stop. Just stop and work together. And I can tell you 110%, me and my family will absolutely support Clare to the last, so we will. When I was a young bride growing up, watching Father Harry's teams in the late 70s, I absolutely loved them and idolised them. So my dream was to play for Clare, and all I ever wanted to do was play for my own county. So it was, and I loved them with all my heart. It is not right. It is not right what's been done. It is not right. A bit of respect, and people to stop with their egos and working together is more important. And I would encourage that to anyone, 110%, to work together. And I mean it 110%. I would talk in the morning to end Everton. I don't want to talk about any more of that again, but there is lies and stuff that was said early on the year that me and my family are very upset about. That will all come to roost very soon, okay? Guys, I'm finished now. I'd like to thank you for your courtesy, thank you for everything, okay? So what? I'm going to leave it at that, and I want to wish you all the best, okay?